right about now, most of us are happy to get out of the cold and blowing snow for a little while. And for 3 days, from the 27th of February to March 1st, the Vermont Flower Show invites us to do just that. The theme this year is Spring Reflections, and the goal is to inspire ideas for the gardening season ahead. Over the last 18 months, a core group of GreenWorks members have selected a theme for the grand garden display at the Flower Show. They've developed a design and formulated a plan for the display installation. GreenWorks members include landscape designers and architects, growers, arborists, and others. They're trendsetters in sustainable design, installing urban rain gardens, working with native plants, and planting for pollinators. The GreenWorks Association marked its 50th anniversary in 2014. In nature, reflections are provided by water. So that's a common thread in this year's flower show. Water springs from the ground, tumbles over rocky streams, and adds sparkle to our garden landscapes. The grand garden display features many water elements, such as a pond made from a 12-foot diameter satellite dish, a wetland where the observer can hear the sounds of birds and other critters, a Persian garden oasis, and a mill pond, all fine examples of the importance of water. Gardens offer a place to relax and a time to reflect. And since art is another form of reflection, local artists have been invited to participate this year to capture the colorful beauty of thousands of blooming bulbs, shrubs, and trees. In addition, the Vermont Flower Show includes more than 90 vendors related to the horticulture and gardening industry. There'll be 40 educational seminars and workshops, a family room with hands-on activities and entertainment, demonstrations with local chefs, a bookstore, and certified horticulturists to answer your garden questions. 2 years ago, the theme of the Vermont Flower Show was The Road Not Taken, in which the yellow wood was represented by an entrance filled with daffodils, and there was a replica of the Robert Frost cabin in Ripton. It reminded me of getting lost years ago on the back roads in Ripton, and finally ending up at the real cabin. So even though the ice is still thick on the lake near my home, I'm ready to start dreaming of gardens and spring at the Vermont Flower Show.